Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Armstrong, your 2012 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. Spring has officially begun, and we've got a lot to look forward to. A gradually improving market for commercial real estate and homes this year. Plus, continuing gains in other areas of our economy, such as jobs creation. These are all promising and welcome pieces of information after the downturn we've been in for the past several years, making it tempting to ease up and relax a bit. The market may be improving, and yes, that is definitely something to feel good about. But we're not out of the woods yet when it comes to the real estate market, and it seems when it comes to our nation's public policy agenda. Why? Because some people are questioning the value of real estate and property ownership and their place in America. You and I don't question its value. We know that real estate and property ownership are what this country is built on. It's our job now to tell everyone what we know. We're going to tell Congress in person at the Rally to Protect the American Dream, which is taking place in Washington on May 17th. As a commercial realtor, we need you there. Realtors will be gathering at a park adjacent to the U.S. Capitol to proclaim at the top of our voices that no one cares more about revitalizing real estate than realtors. And it's time for Congress to take action to solve this crisis. We're counting on as many commercial practitioners to be there as are able. Your presence at the rally is vital. We'll have red commercial member signs for all of you to display our message to revitalize real estate. Realtors from across the country are coming to D.C. literally by the busload. We launched a website called RealtorRally.org. Go there, and you can register for the rally and request a seat on one of the many buses. I can't tell you how important it is for every realtor to stand together, stand tall, and stand proud for real estate and property ownership. If we do, I promise you, we will be heard. With all my enthusiasm about the rally, I don't mean to overlook the entire mid-year legislative meetings and trade expo, May 14th through the 19th. If you haven't registered already, don't wait. Now's the time. Our agenda is filled to the brim with everything you can think of, from professional education opportunities, networking events, visits to meet with our members of Congress, and the Trade Expo. One of the highlights you won't want to miss is the Legislative Forum. This year, Democratic political strategist Celinda Lake and former Republican National Chairman Michael Steele will duke it out on what the 2012 elections mean for real estate. It should be a great discussion. NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Yun, will be doing what he does best when he gives his highly anticipated discussion about where the commercial real estate sector is headed. I could go on and on, but why don't you check out the entire week's events at realtor.org/midyear. Now, let me touch on some legislative updates. Since we last spoke, two of the governing boards of accounting met to finalize their joint proposal on lease accounting standards. They couldn't reach an agreement, but this is good news for us. Why? Because the proposals they were considering would have a negative impact on your businesses. Now we have more time to get our message out about the right way to go about implementing lease accounting standards. Next, I want to take a minute to discuss NAR's latest efforts to help your business be more successful by increasing liquidity in the commercial sector. We're supporting legislation in Congress that would increase lending caps on loans to small businesses from 12.25% to 27.5%. That's a substantial improvement, and I know it would benefit your business and our economy. NAR is working with our partner on this issue, CUNA. They're the national association that represents credit unions. We're both working to ensure that Congress acts to help the commercial sector. NAR is going door to door, day in and day out, urging senators to include increased lending caps for credit unions as a part of the overall Senate jobs package currently being debated. Sadly, it got dropped at the last minute due to a dysfunctional Congress allowing partisan bickering to stand in the way of progress for the commercial sector and the American economy. I assure you, no stone will be left unturned when it comes to increasing lending. You and I both know how important this is to you, our commercial members, and how our businesses will benefit. You can be sure that NAR will never give up when fighting for your concerns on Capitol Hill. In fact, NAR just added your voice to the discussion on creating a covered bond market by signing on to an industry letter being circulated by Congressman Scott Garrett of New Jersey. Letters like this send a powerful signal to Congress that there's a broad base of support among the American people for moving the economy forward. A covered bond market should increase investment in the commercial sector and help our commercial businesses return to prosperity. We'll keep you posted as developments occur. One last thing. Keep an eye out for the latest issue of Commercial Connections, showing up in mailboxes right now. It looks at the power smart growth can have on commercial property demand. Well, that's it for today's podcast. As always, thanks for listening. I look forward to talking to you again on April 24th. Until then, visit commercialsource.com and realtor.org/commercial for all your industry news and information. And don't forget, register for the rally at realtorrally.org. Have a great day.